would dare steal from me," she cried. Meanwhile, back in the forest, Evil Squirrel was strutting around in her new heels, clicking and clacking on every rock and root she could find. The other squirrels looked on in awe. Evil Squirrel was no longer just a scavenger. She was a shoe queen. Evil Squirrel's obsession with shoes grew. She wanted more. More sparkles. More buckles. More clickety-clacks. And she didn't care who she had to trick or steal from to get them. And that, dear reader, is how Evil Squirrel became the squirrel she is. Her obsession with shoes gave her a crazy idea. She set her sights on the ultimate prize, capturing the princess herself, because, as Evil Squirrel reasoned, she could maybe make a swap for the princess's entire shoe collection for the return of the princess to the castle. And so, the stage was set for the adventure that would unfold, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, just know that Evil Squirrel was no ordinary thief. She was somewhat of a mastermind, a shoe-obsessed scoundrel, and the biggest menace the forest would ever know. And her story was only just beginning.
Chapter the Second, The Princess and the Squirrel Boots.
So here we are. The princess, who had been captured by Evil Squirrel and held in the trunk of her old oak tree, was eager to escape. You may be asking,
why? Why on earth would that happen? I mean, what situation would have a squirrel strong enough to steal a princess? Why in a tree? Is the trunk of a tree even big enough for a girl to fit into?
To that I say, stop asking questions. It's just what happened. So let's move on. The princess was trapped. That old oak tree was dry and warm, and the squirrel made sure she had food, but obviously the princess wanted out. One day, when the squirrel went out to go shopping for shoes, she decided to make her escape. Through small holes in the trunk of the tree far above her, she was able to see very little. Just enough for tiny streams of sunlight to filter through to where she sat. They were like laser beams in all directions, pointing to nowhere. Except, the princess noticed one beam of light shone near the ground. She moved to the spot where it shone, to what looked like a deep crevice she had never noticed before. This gave the princess an idea. The hard wood of the oak tree might be too difficult to break through, but the soft soil of the ground would surely give way for her to dig a tiny tunnel. She dug and dug and dug. She dug down into the side of the base of the tree trunk in the soil until she fell through to a small burrow. She must have come across an old bunny nest. From this point, the soil was softer, and her digging became easier. She kept digging until she could almost see light through the burrow. She heard the tiny footsteps and the soft sniffing of a passing badger. "Help! Help!" she cried out through the ground to the surface.
Who is that?"
asked the badger. "It's me, the princess. I'm stuck in this hole. Can you help me dig out?" So the badger followed the muffled voice and started to dig.
"Stand back,"
he shouted, and his paws furiously mauled through the thick soil. The badger was like a machine, tossing dirt here and there until he reached the princess. Pulling her soil-covered hand up to the surface, the princess climbed out. "Oh, thank you so much," the princess gushed as she hugged the badger in gratitude.
"I'll get you home to the castle. Just come with me, my dear,"
whispered the badger. They hurried quietly through the forest in the direction of the castle, but as they moved, they heard a loud clickety-clack sound of footsteps. That clickety-clack sound was the sound of the squirrel's high-heeled boots coming.
"Oh, no,"
cried the princess. "That's Evil Squirrel. She's wearing her most clickety boots. I would recognize those